Now, verses 6 and 7, we see the promise of the return of Christ, verses 6 through 16. And he said unto me, these words are faithful and true. And the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly come to pass. And behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the words of the prophecy of this book. Now, the important thing to note here is that he says, behold, I come quickly. And that means rapidly. And that is repeated again in verse 12 and then again in verse 20. Three times now at the end, behold, I come not shortly or immediately or soon even. But what he's saying is these events that we have been looking at in Revelation, beginning with chapter 4, take place in a period of not more than 7 years, and most of them are confined to the last 3.5 years. Now, the encouragement is the Lord Jesus said this is not going to be a long period. I'm coming shortly. I'll soon be there. And that's when you get to this period. We are not exactly accurate when we say the soon coming of Christ. And I'm sure I've used that 1,000 times. But I don't think it's an accurate term at all. And it gives the wrong impression, by the way. Now, the Lord Jesus here puts his own seal upon this book. And the words are faithful and true. And I think it means that no man is to trifle with them, but spiritualizing them or reducing them to meaningless symbols. He's talking about reality. And you remember at the beginning of this book, there was a blessing pronounced upon those reading here. Now, in conclusion, the Lord Jesus repeats the blessing upon those who keep these words, you see. And that's the important thing. Now, in verses 8 through 11, and I read hurriedly, and I, John, am he that heard and saw these things. And when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel that showed me these things. And he saith unto me, see, do it not. I am a fellow servant with thee and with thy brethren the prophets and with them that keep the words of this book. Worship God. And he saith unto me, seal not up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unrighteous, let him do unrighteousness still. He that is filthy, let him be made filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him do righteousness still. And he that is holy, let him be made holy still. Now, this is tremendous. This is John's final and oft-repeated statement that he was both auditor and spectator to the scenes in this book. And this is the method that was put down at the very opening of the book. And this, therefore, is the first TV program. John saw and John heard. Now, he was so impressed that his natural reaction was to fall down and worship the angel. And the simplicity and meekness of the angel here, it's impressive. Though the angels were created above man, this angel identifies himself as a fellow servant with John and the other prophets. He was merely a messenger to communicate God's word to man, and he directs all worship to God. Christ is the centerpiece to the book of Revelation. Don't lose sight of him. And he's told here not to seal this. Now, Daniel was told to seal his book. Why? Well, the things that he mentioned, is a long ways off. In fact, we haven't even got to the 70th week of Daniel yet. But now, the book of Revelation, don't seal it, because we are already in that church period in chapters 2 and 3 somewhere. And where, I don't know, but there seems to be a lot of folk today that seem to know more than I know, and that bothers me a great deal. You'll notice here something else. And this, I think, is the most frightful thing that's been said in this book, and we've had some strong statements. And it's, let him that's filthy be filthy still. May I say to you, the condition of the lost gets worse and worse in eternity until each becomes a monster of sin. And this thought is frightful. On the other hand, neither is the condition of the servant of God static. They will continue to grow in righteousness and holiness. Heaven is not static. Even in the millennium of the increase of His kingdom, there shall be no end. What a glorious and engaging prospect this should be for the child of God. We shall have all eternity to grow and to know. And believe me, I'm going to need eternity to learn something and how wonderful it'll be.